Hey everybody, and welcome to the Quitting Weed Podcast, day 124, better now than never. So I'm getting this pod a day late, like last week. Hope it's not a freak, I hope it doesn't occur that often or occur again, but that wasn't my intention. My work is getting busier, which is good and bad. Good because I have more job security when I'm busy, or at least I feel like I do. But it's bad because it cuts down on time to do other stuff. And I don't want to cut the time to do parenting. That's like non-negotiable. Got to be a parent. Got to be present with my daughter. I can't cut time for exercise. My health is very important. And I think everybody's health should be important. And I don't want to cut time for writing and podcasting. I think it's important to do stuff that doesn't make you money. I really do think it's important to do stuff that doesn't make you money and be good at that type of stuff. So I have to be more efficient to keep up with all my increased workload and do all these extracurricular activities that I want to do. And it's tough. But it's a good test for my mind and my body. I'm hoping to pull it off. I'm not a busybody, but maybe I can be one. And I don't want to be a busybody all the time. But, you know, I'm okay with having spurts in my life where I have a lot on my plate and I can pull it off. And that kind of blends into today's topic, kind of. Better now than never. If you're thinking of quitting weed, the best time to quit is now. If you think you've been smoking for so long, you might as well just continue. You might be thinking, what else do I have to live for? My life is what it is, especially if you feel like your life is half over. Well, I wouldn't think that. I'm in my mid-40s, and I used to think like that. And I don't think I've shared my age before, but I'm sure some of you might have guessed since I have been smoking for almost 25 years. I do have a daughter, so I think that, you know, I probably gave away here and there what decade my age is in. But my life has improved since I've quit weed. I've gained new skills. I know how to record and publish a podcast. I wrote and published an ebook along with the paperback. And I may have another opportunity around the corner. And all this in the last 124 days since I've quit weed. So I know this sounds cheesy, but if I can do it, so can you. And I'm not an overachiever. I've been a black sheep in my family in the past. I'm not as accomplished as my brother or my cousins. But looking at my life now, I wouldn't trade my life with them at all. So if you're considering quitting weed, I would say better now than never. So that's it for today. I will see you guys actually tomorrow. I'm going to be back on schedule. So if you have any questions, comments, or you want to say hi, you can email me at quittingweed@protonmail.com. Or you can send me a message on Twitter. My handle is @quittingweedpod. So thanks, everybody.